following is a digital media production.
Hi, this is Kate.
And Joe.
Is Joe an alien king with a five-star penis? Stay tuned and you'll find out. Hey guys, welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. Today we have two returning guests.
We've got Allison Charles, Woo! Rockstar Shaman.
Yeah.
And the big-breasted Sammy Ricky.
Oh, wow.
Actually, both women here have very nice breasts.
Thank you.
Thank
the joy of being a woman. If a dude introduced two girls like that,
oh no.
My God.
That would not go down.
And we're actually
big-breasted.
The big-breasted woman. That is Sammy Ricky. We're actually going to get into breasts in a second.
In a little.
Get into them titties in a second.
All
but
right.
First of all, I have a couple things I want to say.
There we go.
We were 17 in the charts last week.
Oh.
Yay! Now, this might not be a huge deal to the famous Joe Santagato, but my tits blew the fuck off and hit the ceiling.
Wow.
So I almost forgot about all the childhood wounding that occurred in my life last week because we were 17.
How long did that good feeling last for you, Kate?
It's still going, actually.
Good. Keep it going.
But it's a mixture of things. But okay, so first of all, we would love to solidify a good spot on iTunes. So if you guys could go to the ratings and reviews and rate us, what you can do is give us a 5-star rating, but you can rate my vagina. Give me a 5-star rating vagina. And for example, this is how to say it. I want you to try. Don't try to describe my labia. You don't know what that looks like. Mm-hmm. What I want you to do.
You could guess.
Oh, that's just actually guess. A fun
She's
guessing
talked about
game.
It a lot. I think right. you can
and
get
maybe
a
there's
good
a
idea.
Grand prize winner for
you
who's
know how,
closest.
I mean,
yeah, like the jelly bean jar. Whoever can guess what your vagina looks like.
I would love.
It's all sketches. It's not even reviews. It's just people draw sketches of what my vagina must look
how
like.
How confused would people be if they go and they randomly click on Invasion of Privacy on iTunes? They have no idea what it is. And they look at the reviews like, I wonder what the show's about. It's just
vagina,
all vagina.
Kate's vagina.
Like, Kate's vagina is all right.
Because it's actually supposed to be a very spiritually healing show.
I know,
show.
I was just going to say, and then there's a shaman on that episode? I'm so confused.
What's happening? Okay, so this is how you can actually do it. You give it a 5-star rating, and you can actually choose my vagina or Joe's penis.
Mm.
And for example, if you were going to rate my vagina, you could say, I give Kate's vagina a 5-star rating because I know she's a dragon sorceress.
Oh.
With such magical unicorn energy vibrating from all parts of her. And that's why
Jesus
she gets a 5-star vagina rating. It's really my essence.
Good example.
Wait, give me an example now.
Okay. Oh. I'm going to give Joe Santagato's penis a 5-star rating because even though it's small, it works extra hard.
Now we're talking.
Oh, Sammy got upset.
No?
No, you can
I
say,
know. Yeah, I know what it's like.
Okay, ready?
Just
so
threw her
let's
hands
do another
up.
Example.
She got real gangster with that
right?
one.
We're gonna do another one. I give Joe's penis a 5-star rating because he is an alien king, and it vibrates from the heavens like Saturn. Like there's rings around it. Like
you lost me.
Saturn. Yeah.
And can't even wait until he knows that he's the alien king.
I
and
know.
Then imagine. What will happen then?
Exactly.
This is all very interesting.
Are Sammy, you, when he taps guys? Into his alien king penisness, the kind of orgasms you're going to be having, you're welcome. You can say thank you to me and Allison.
As the two of you ascend up together.
Hey, babe, have you become an alien king already?
I don't know.
I think so.
He was sent down here as one, but it's being activated more and more.
Mm-hmm.
You are packaged in such a way. Speaking of packages,
yeah.
Should we just go? Should we get right into it?
Well, first, okay, yes. Okay, we're going to go back to your alien
and
kingness and the package.
And your package.
However, I need to give a couple shout outs. First of all, shout out to Joe Santagato, over 2 million likes on Facebook.
So good. So good. And it's funny because before I came on the first time, I don't like to Google the people I'm working with. I just want it to be what it is. So I had no clue who the hell you were.
Or me.
Or you. And I was like, this is just, they seem cool. Let's do this. They're letting me bring my rattles. And so then it was afterwards where I was like, your videos are fucking hilarious. And I want to learn how to do that. Blah. Blah,
I'm like kind of just stuck with that now.
It's so good though. It's
like,
brilliant.
Pew, 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 pew.
No.
No.
But it was so great. I was like, oh, Joe, he's like doing things. He's doing some big things. And Kate Wolf is like magical. Whoa, goddess. And I get it now. Now I see. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Allison and I have become, we'll get into that, but we've become quickly very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
But we were already friends in other lifetimes. Yeah. So
of course.
Whatevs, Trevs. Okay, so that was my first shout out. Also, I've been giving some amazing tarot card readings to listeners, and it's been awesome. One, I gave one to this guy. His name's Ish. He actually came to the show that Nathan and I did, which we'll get into in a second. But Ish, he thought it was called a terror card reading.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
So I thought he was teasing me, and I see him, and I'm like, that wasn't very nice to call it a terror card reading. He's like, I thought that's what it was called. Oh, and I was
bless.
Like, that is hysterical.
Bless.
Meanwhile, he had the best energy ever, and it was the opposite of a terror card reading. But yeah, so that was hysterical. And then I want to give a shout out. Excuse me.
This one must be really good. She's getting emotional.
Yeah.
Is that your crying voice, Kate?
So, okay. So Nathan and I put together a co-headlining show, which we will be doing once every 3 months, by the way. Mm. Our next one is April 21st at New York Comedy Club. So you guys can go and get tickets. Use promo code NateKate for $5 tickets. But anyway, and we'll be going on stage together.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Giving advice at the end. But
giving advice?
Because, you know, you actually do want to come to me for
That's
advice.
Gonna be a disaster.
Nathan, I don't know. Well, we'll fight. Whatever.
Can't wait.
Anyway, but one of our listeners, the amazing Anna, flew out from Boston and got a hotel room to come to that show. And she met you two and loved you.
Oh, she was amazing. We walked with her to her hotel. She was so awesome.
Isn't she a sweetheart?
She was just the coolest chick. Like, I honestly didn't know where her hotel was. I was expecting her to just come out with us. Like, I was totally okay with it coming out to the bar with us after we were just walking. She's like, okay, this is, oh, sorry. She's like, okay, this is us. This is me. And I was just like, where are you going? What are you doing? Why are you leaving?
I love that.
She was a total sweetheart.
Yeah, she was awesome.
So shout outs to her. And then the last one, Brink Thackeray draw fan art of me and Joe.
Oh my God, amazing.
Very
it was
Asian.
So funny.
Fan art.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Your beard and mustache was on point.
Where does this live?
We're missing your handlebars.
I have to show you.
Okay.
It's, but I'm a little bit taller than Joe in it, and it just made my day.
But where can we find this online?
Where
does this
live? Here it is. You can go on. You can go on my Instagram.
That looked like a fear face.
What?
She was like, oh.
I mean, it's really cool. The eyes are like those.
I don't know how people
the anime
do that.
Kind of eyes. Yeah.
Hmm.
So thank you, Brink. You're awesome. He also drew Nathan and Baby Dog for Nathan. So that was great.
The smile on your face is really
I love my
great.
Smile. And I love how Joe just has like this little smirk.
He's missing his handlebars on his beard. It's just like a mustache.
So funny.
You're like a little bit like emo in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Which you're not very emo at all.
No, I wouldn't classify myself as emo.
No,
at all.
Definitely not.
Okay, so we have so much to get into.
Oh boy.
let's start with. Do you want to start with your boobs, Allison?
It appears you do. So let's just go there.
So
breasts, I prefer
breasts. Okay.
Right.
So gosh, there's so much to go into. So first of all, Allison is
there is so much to go into.
An amazing queen. And lately, you've been really owning your femme fatale sexuality, which includes those big breasts of yours.
Yeah, the large
and owning
them.
Breasts.
Yeah, I really am. And it's like, okay, oh, it's funny. Let's, you know, we're going to talk about breasts, but it's actually a really deep, like powerful story. I won't get into the whole details, but I did this this long intensive day of this spiritual work. Was like a 7.5 hour intensive around archetype work. And it's a teaching that Carolyn Miss does. And basically throughout these, now typical sessions don't last 7.5 hours. However, I was just like, you have to go through all these archetype cards and figure out what your 12 main archetypes are. It's really deep work. And I was fighting some of the cards because Rescuer was one. And I was like, I'm not a rescuer, but I am. But anyways, the Femme Fatale card, when I turned that one over, as soon as I saw it, I was like, there's something here, there's something with this. Long story short, I did tons of unraveling of like childhood wounding and rooted stuff and peeling back the layers as to why I was always wearing turtlenecks and like furry vests and just flannels and covering up like what I was given.
Yeah.
I mean, I you know, I have D's and it's like, why was I always like masking or hiding that very apparent part of my femininity, and it's part of my whole goddess self, you know? And I just, I don't know, part one smaller layer was I didn't know, I was fearful that I couldn't be seen as being brilliant as well as having large breasts. And I don't know, like, you have large breasts.
It's actually really funny. He always says that, well, one, all of, I'm not going to bring up his, like, I'm not going to bring up your friends, but I dress, like, I cover up too. So, like, when we, in the summer, your friends were like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
When my friends like, I had no idea that Sammy had huge tits. Like, she does.
Like, it's just like, I guess it's like a habit of mine. Like, I just feel like I need to cover up. I feel like I'm looked at, like, degraded.
Totally.
Like, slutty. I know a lot of dudes that, like, girls will wear an outfit or whatever, and because they have large breasts, they have more cleavage than someone that has smaller. I can't say breasts without thinking of like being a, like a school teacher or some shit. But anyway, they'll see that as like slutty because there's cleavage showing, but it's like
it's also very really hard to hide it when you're this.
And I've got some tiggle bitties as well, and you know, I don't know if they're quite as luscious as the ladies to my right and left, but I also do not try to dress sexy very often, especially going on stage. I feel like my message won't be heard if I look sexy.
Right. Yeah. It's a whole thing. And I noticed with you because you've got the sweater. I mean, I know it's winter, however, but like I could relate. I was like, ah, she's doing the thing too. And because it's like you get scared that you can't be seen for both. So I did a lot of work around it. And there's other more personal layers to the story that I don't think I want to get into around it, but just like childhood stuff as to why I realized I was masking this femme fatale aspect of me. But now that I've done just so much work and come into my full whole divine power, I now know and trust me working with, like, it's not, I mean, I don't have them out today and it's not like a daily thing, but for the first time in my life on New Year's Eve at that party, I wore a gown. It was a goddess gown by Thea. It's like a couture gown, but I had cleavage out for the first time in my life. And I was wondering if I would feel uncomfortable because I was going to be rattling and are they going to jiggle? And I was doing a test run at home and I was like, what's going to happen here? But like, it worked out and it felt really liberating. And I just feel like now that I feel comfortable owning what I was given and having them out sometimes. It's a game changer. It's a big shift for me. So I'm just proud to say that I am claiming these D breasts. And
you know what's crazy? I had my cleavage out too on New Year's.
Interesting. And how did you feel?
Well, I put a t-shirt on.
Oh.
Did you?
I did. I borrowed one of Frankie's shirts because I was dancing with a med and my tit almost came out. I was teaching in
but it was a
hustle.
Test run. You did run.
Well, it was like a bodysuit, so it was like a little big on me because I had to get a medium to fit my boobs, but I didn't fit my waist. So like it would like always go down. Like when I first put it on, he was like, wait. Like you're wearing
that's your whole outfit
that. Like that's all you're wearing. And I was like,
because the it was like a V thing and the V was like I could see her belly button, so the
it
shit was deep and I'm like
a J-Lo.
Are you wearing that? The fuck,
I had to like pick it up I had to pick it up this way and then like tuck it in my pants so that like it was it was a process.
Do you have a picture
somewhere?
Get
I would love to see
out.
So
and then the other thing about like, you know, boobs or breasts or however, you know, makes you comfortable, Joe. But it's so funny how, you know, we have overly sexualized them in our culture. And of course, they're sexy. I mean, I can look at boobs and be like, yeah. But it's so funny how, like, we're weirded out by them at the same time. Like, breastfeeding grosses a lot of people out. And they're so linked to, like, nurturing and the goddess. Mm-hmm. So it's just so funny how we're okay objectifying women, but the moment we have to look at them in like a functioning way so many people get uncomfortable. Actually, in one of your recent videos, you tackled breastfeeding.
Yeah, because I don't understand it all. And I did tell a story that was actually true, that I was on the train one time and we were stuck in between stops. And we were there for like 15 minutes and there was this woman who just like pulled out her tit and was feeding her baby. And it was like weird at first to me because I was like 15 years old, but I was like, oh, I'm going to fucking feed the baby. And some old dude was just kind of like, oh, do you have to do that here?
Oh.
And she didn't say shit, nor did anyone else, but she should have just like been like, dude, go fuck yourself. Like, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying in the video, like, what the fuck is the alternative? You just let the baby die, let it cry the whole fucking time?
Yeah.
I'd rather you feed it than it fucking
scream. I would have just got up, looked at the old man and been like, if you were hungry,
I would have pulled out the other tit just for fun. Just fucking get both of them out there. Fuck it.
Yeah. Isn't that funny though? How like much guys, quote unquote, love breasts, but
right,
then,
but as soon as they're not in a sexual manner, yeah,
they don't know what to do with themselves.
Correct.
It's very. It's almost. I think it's linked to women's sexuality and their power. And it's all of a sudden. It's like, oh no, I don't want to see a breast in that light. That makes me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Shut it down. Shut it down.
Yeah. Hmm. You know what? I just realized that every picture I took, I'm hiding my boobs.
Oh, see, look, we're uncovering more interesting facets to this. Can I see one example? Yeah.
Like my boobs are facing him.
Huh. So on a subconscious level, you were probably doing that. Oh, I see. Oh, that looks.
Yeah.
I can tell that's a beautiful outfit on you, and I can also tell you have very large, nice breasts.
Thanks.
Because it's cupping one whole half side of Joe.
Oh, yeah.
It's like no bra, nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
So that's
all right, Sammy. No one likes a bragger. Okay,
no,
absolutely
nothing.
They're just perky.
But that's why I was so self conscious about it because it was big. Like it could just like, and I was drinking. Like I didn't want to risk.
If I was at the party, you know, the whole night, I would just be waiting for that boob to fall out.
Kate would just be sitting on the chair, like, went. No, she fixed
that's
it.
What I was you are here. I one time had a dream where I walked in on the two of them having sex.
God. Oh my!
Wait. Oh, and then they split apart, and I ended up finishing and having sex with Sammy.
Yeah, that happened.
So and
then she was like, "Joe never made me feel like that," and I'm like, you know, that's because he's only got a 2-star penis.
Oh my god!
It's because
he
hasn't
owned his full alien kingdomhood yet.
Ooh, do you want to go into that? Do you want to go into Joe's energy?
Are we done with the brass?
I think that's good. We have so much to get into. So
okay, yeah. So yeah.
Well, first of all, so the last time you were here. Was the first time we met.
Yeah.
And
God, isn't that weird? Because that does not feel right.
I know.
So much has happened in the last few weeks.
I know. And Allison and I, after that, first of all, I cried on the podcast because I was so excited.
I which I so greatly appreciated because I'm always the crier. Uh-huh. And it was such a... I never have anyone else do it for me. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. Right.
Thank
There's
you.
There's more where that came from, ladies. But then, no, Allison and I hung out. I think it was like 2 weeks later, you and I did a healing exchange. Mm-hmm. I read your tarot. You did your magic rattling and beyond. And when she gave me the healing, it changed my life for real. It was about stepping into my power and just being and wearing my crown. And some other things happened that I won't share that day. But it literally changed my life where I joke, I call it Frank, like my inner anger or beast. But I kind of brought Frank out to the point of clearly I am Frank. But I was like, oh, no, Frank's not something I'm supposed to be scared of. Frank is like my power that I was so scared of stepping into as a child because I couldn't be powerful there. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh, no, Frank's the one with the crown. Like no one can really fuck with me. Like I'm a strong, badass woman. And mm-hmm. ever since that healing, which was, I guess, about 3.5 weeks ago now, I'm changed. Like I just... You know, I don't know. Like, no one can sway me from my intuition. I now honor the fact that I have premonition dreams and that I know if someone's lying to me, cheating on me. I'm just owning my stuff.
You're
and
so zeroed in with it, too, because I could feel, oh my gosh, I just feel like so worlds have happened in the 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks since we've all met. And I have sensed such a powerful shift in our conversations and texts since that healing session. But, you know, and let me just say again, I'm the instrument and the vessel, and like you allowed yourself to shift in. So it was just as much you doing the work as me, you know, but, oh my gosh, your readings are so on point now. And the things that you, and you're just so on it and in it, and you're like, oh, well, what I see is this. And your ability to tap in and channel in and then spit out is just like mind blowing at this point. And I've noticed a huge shift. Like you're just zing.
I don't hold back. Ever since your healing, I was like, I'm not holding back anymore. I've held back, especially with boyfriends, because I'd always date guys that I felt like if I said how I really felt, they didn't like it. So I had, in order to not lose them, I held my tongue. And then finally, I'm like, okay, it's going to take a really strong man to want to be with me and to hear what I have to say. Not that I'm ever mean, but it's like I'm very honest and I want to go into things all the time that I'm like, okay, well, I'd rather be alone, which I know you'll love hearing this, than settling and giving away my power to be with someone so scared you know, to be alone. And so no, it just shifted. And now I'm like, oh, if you don't want to hear my truth, that's fine. But like, don't hang out with me or don't get a reading from me, because that's my gift. Is we were talking about it. Like, I can go into a person's essence and kind of sniff around and feel what their deal is. And people like Allison who want to look at those parts, they appreciate me and love me. But a lot of the people I dated, they were almost like, get the fuck out of here. Like, stop telling me, you know, these things. And I'm like, but that's what makes me me, you know? Yeah, yeah. So it's just, yeah, it's been a huge shift. And I also, I told you this the other day, and you actually let me be corny, Joe, which I appreciated. But I was just saying, like, I also really appreciate knowing you. Because first of all, you know, I do have your voice of like, hey, stop. Like, you don't need to be with someone. Like, you can be alone and you're okay. And I appreciate that. But also, you have such a large following, and it's been really nice. Like, I don't know, like, you've drawn a lot of your fan base to the podcast, and it's been cool getting emails of people being like, I'm waking up, this has changed my life.
Right.
I was in college, but I hated my major, and now I'm changing because of you guys. And it's just been so nice. And now we'll go into, because Allison and I have spent a lot of time, not like a lot, but we went into your energy. And now we'll talk about how you're an alien king.
Yeah.
I'll let you take this.
Well,
Allison.
It's just, I mean, I think I know there's so many more layers and levels to all this that will be revealed and, you know, will be shown to you and shown to us in the months and years to come. But just the first big thing that clicked into place after spending time on the podcast last time is I was like, oh my God. Okay. Oh, okay. And I was like getting the download and getting the pictures. And I was like, this is brilliant. It's so, it's so brilliant how you were sent down here. Like, the way, I mean, they really crafted a good one up there. They were like, the team of the guides and the ascended masters and the good Lord above, like all these like highest of high energies were like, you know, putting together these pieces and these threads and like crafting Joe Santagato. And it's just one of the most magnificent like craftsmanships in terms of like how you were sent down here, because, you know, you're Joe and it's Joe Santagato, and you know, you can, you know, the way you talk and like the way that you look and the style and the fact that you just have no ego, but you're hilarious, and the way I love and have so much respect for how on social media you just like claim your queen, and like it's so beautiful though, because you're young, and the fact that you just are like, this is my queen, and you put the little crown emoji, and I just I notice that stuff, and I don't know if you realize what a big deal that is, but for a woman to see a man like honor his queen in that way, especially at such a young age. And you're probably like, well, it's no big deal, right? Because that's just how you naturally are. But that's magnificent. So, and I'm sure, how amazing does that make you feel?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, there's just no like tiptoeing around it. So many people in the entertainment industry, like, don't, they're afraid if they say they have a woman or a goddess that it's going to lose part of their fan base and all that fake stuff that's not even real reality. So anyways, my point in this long story is that you were just, you know, packaged and sent down here in a way that is so smart, because you are an alien and you are this powerful, powerful, conscious light worker. You are a light worker and you are a healer. But the way that you look and the way that you do your thing through media, like, no one would ever know it, but yet you're doing the thing and it's happening. And those waves and that consciousness that's gritted in you is hitting all of these millions of people that are your followers, and they don't even know what's happening. And it's so smart. And like, so it's just going to be really beautiful for me to see, because what's already natural within you is, it's just super cool. So as you become more aware of it yourself, and start to see like, oh, those things that are just normal to you are not so normal, because it's just all you've known, because it's who you are since birth. It's not such normal stuff. You're kind of an anomaly. You're kind of like an alien king.
Yeah. And it's exactly what you're saying is and like, who knows if we're supposed to be, you know, but I mean, you know, I think we are supposed to be saying it because we're designed a specific way.
Right.
But it's funny, because people like me and Allison, you know immediately probably you're going to get a spiritual conversation. Whereas people, and there are millions of people now watching your videos, there's nothing outwardly like, I am spiritual, right? Mm-mm. But you have such a good heart,
yeah.
And you're so honest, though, at the same time, you're not going to bullshit people, that you really are energetically affecting people and allowing them to speak their truth, but in a way that's not negative. Because there are some of these comedians where it's like, I speak the truth, you know, yeah. Fuck these people. And it's like, ugh, you know, whereas you have such a positivity and you are affecting so many people. And I know you know it, but like, I don't think you realize, like mm-hmm. Allison was saying, the depth to the design.
Yeah, that the design. Is you. The divine alien design that is Joe Santagato. Can I get an echo effect?
And then Sammy, although I wasn't, you know, I won't give it away yet, or maybe it's time because it's halfway in the show.
Yeah.
She has her own
She gift. Thinks I have a gift.
Think. Oh, we'll go into it. She can thinks. I say it now? Because, yeah. Sure, yeah. Okay. So Sammy actually has the ability to talk to people with past.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So when did you?
I don't talk to them. They just come
She
to
tries
me.
To ignore them because yeah. it scares her.
Okay. And when do they come to you?
Since I was little.
Wow. And yeah. Is it just at any time or during sleep?
It's not a lot, but it's like happened in a way that they do scare me. Like they actually terrify me. Can't sleep. I freeze and I leave. Like I leave the house.
It's understandable. And I'm not trying to, you know, I backed off with Sammy because at first when I found out, I was like, you need to be the next Long Island medium.
Yeah. Cultivate this skill.
And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, that's probably one of the most terrifying gifts to be given. Mm-hmm. You're alone at night. And it's like, okay, Kate, shut up. Like, you're not the one who has to talk to the little boy that passed, you know?
Well, yeah. See, then this is the other really cool thing that we were chatting about at coffee right before we came over here is that's just the magnificence of all these abilities that we all have, is that even though we're all light workers, healers, conscious beings, whatever you want to call it, our own personalized grids and abilities all function and work in such unique different ways that while I do a lot of energy work and I'm able to see people's chakras and light up and reactivate people's truths and a full power so that they remember the goddess that they are and all that jazz. And I'm cultivating my ability to do psychic readings. That's the latest update with me and my alienhood. But with you, I don't know what that's like. So I've got all these abilities, but I'm wanting to understand, do you can see the face or?
Well, mostly it happens when I was younger. And then I had a phase where, like, I lived in a house that I was surrounded by a family. Like, I saw a black cat that was never there.
Uh-huh.
And I would tell my mom that, like, I'm waiting for this cat to come before I go to bed.
And it was, like, clear as day.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. The cat would come to my windowsill. Mm. Like, I still remember it to this day. Mm. And then there was one night that I ended up going into my mom's room. He hates this. I was going into my mom's room.
He's, like, checked out. He's back in his chill mode.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah. And
last thing I need is in the middle of the night, she goes, do you see that? I'm like, go to sleep and do not call.
Well, what was really funny was,
her name is Sherry.
Yeah, because the apartment that I live in now, my brother's girlfriend actually senses, like, aggressively. Like, she went to a psychic and people were going to her that she didn't know. And they were like, we don't know her, but we need to talk to her. Like, that's what the psychic was saying to her. And so technically she lived there before I did. And she said that she had a lot of people that, like, would come toward her in the bathroom and in the back bedroom. And my brother said that it normally came to her around 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And so he slept over like 2 weeks ago and he woke up at like 4 or something. And he was like, thank God I woke up right after. Like, I'm not going to, nothing's going to happen. Because he gets so scared about it.
Huh. Look at him. He's so this is not, like, a thing. This is a thing.
I'm not about this. The fucking. I think they know that, though. They know if I saw a ghost, I would go insane and, like, shave my head and my eyebrows and everything.
That's the thing, though.
That's just what would happen.
That's just go insane.
I'd never be able to sleep again.
That's what's crazy, though, is when he's there, shave like, I don't even sense a stitch of fear.
Aw.
It's true, though. Like, I don't.
Well, okay, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I think we're going to do a special treat that you have for us. Is that correct, Allison?
Oh, sure. Let's do treats.
Okay, all right.
Hey, it's time to visit ComedyVoices.com, powered by digital media. Find your voice. led by Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy, you'll get your fill of cutting-edge laughs to get you through the daily grind. Subscribe to your favorite show now on ComedyVoices.com, a digital media production.
And we're back! That's never going to get smooth for me, ever. By the way.
No.
We could do this for 100 billion years, and I'm still going to be like, and we're back!
Yeah.
And
there's hey, everybody!
Yeah.
You sound like Jimmy Fallon when he does that in the basement thing.
What?
When he's in the basement with, like, they dress up as girls.
I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks. That's what you sounded like.
That is true. It's and like, we're back!
Like the...
Yeah.
The
hey, guys!
Yeah. I'm just such the nerdy. Yeah. Did you ever see that? He like dresses up so as this like teenage girl and he's really nerdy. He's like, hey guys, we're back. So what am I going to do? He's like cool. A slight it's speech cool. impediment. Wait, didn't you bring a treat?
I brought a couple of things because...
I've been playing with these crystals, yeah. I think they are, right?
Yes, I enjoy...
Is this a salt crystal?
That's close. I can see why you're asking that. That is a citrine.
Ooh, okay.
Otherwise known as the Sunshine Stone, the Stone of Prosperity and Joy.
Aww. Nice.
It's really lovely. It's a definite staple.
I like that you tried to not make him feel stupid.
Straight up black.
I was waiting for you to be like, is this a piece of asphalt? Yeah. Is this from outside?
This is part of the street.
Yeah. That's a hematite.
Oh.
Yeah. Very close. So it's similar properties. It's all very grounding, protective, stabilizing of the earth. I mean, it doesn't get any more like... center line, tug you down, you are here, you're strong type feeling. Because with all of the shifts as you have tapped into my being and seen, like there's so much going on in my life, which is brilliant and magnificent, but I've just really needed a lot of like, you're here, you've got this Allison type energy, and hematite definitely does that. And then this is my mala. This is what I used to chant with, Joe. So when you chant, you typically do it 108 times because there's
108.
Like 108.
Even brushing God, your hair 108 times is like a lot more.
It's like, oh my God. That long, but you have 108 like energy lines and meridians within you. And so it, traditionally when you chant in Sanskrit, you do it 100 times to activate.
Which I don't even do, by the way. I meditate, but I don't chant 108 times.
Yeah, but it's really lovely. But if you can follow along with the beads, there's 108 beads in here. So this is my mala. Maybe you should start chanting. Maybe you and Sammy can start chanting every once in a while. Anyways, I brought it.
Not going to
happen.
We'll
do it together, babe.
Let's go home and chant tonight. I can definitely give you some chant recommendations.
I'm so excited to see what you have.
If any spirits come toward me. Not chanting anymore. That 108 chances going to four.
We might run out of time, but I have like more questions around like how that works for Sammy. So I wanted to give you, as you've come into your just full ownership of your power, and I'm just so proud of you. And aww. I just have seen, oh my gosh, it's just so brilliant.
I'm gonna cry.
This is a rose quartz, just to keep honoring yourself, your heart.
Thank you, Allison.
You're so welcome.
And I'm so grateful that you've come into my life.
Oh, and likewise.
And, you know, we'll get into this too, but like there are a lot of spiritual people in the community who are tapped in, but not necessarily grounded or as pure of heart as you are. And it's been such a gift to have you in my life. You're so gifted and also really sweet and badass. And you let me be my dirty, raunchy self.
Well, yeah.
And match it. So it's very much appreciated.
Oh my gosh. And vice versa. Likewise. I'm just, oh my gosh. Yeah. And that's the cool thing. I guess now is a good time to say it. So Marie Claire magazine is writing an article about me.
Yay!
So I'm just really grateful for that. But my point in bringing that up is, I was saying to the writer of the piece, who's a lovely woman, she had a session with me and that's what spurred this whole thing on. But I was saying to her how that's really cool, how it works when you hang out with another enlightened being, conscious person, another healer. It's so cool. I said, these are not like normal. I mean, they're normal hangouts to us, but like the cleansing and clearing and activation and things that happen when healer and healer just have a cappuccino is pretty mind blowing.
Yeah.
It's like you leave a totally changed person every time.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because the thing that lives in you and is like maybe like at a high ascended level within you, if maybe that's a certain thread within me that's like more medium, that thing pings way up. And so it's just the grids flourish bigger.
Yeah, a lot happened when a little.
So much happened. I can't talk.
Yeah, a lot of things happened in those hangouts.
And so then
that sounds very interesting, honestly, Kate. The way that you described
we
that.
We both come at least five times. spiritually,
a lot of things happened.
We were healing each other.
I make sure
body.
I'm shaking yeah, yeah.
in a physical way. It's the same thing. A
lot of oils.
They're all like, "Oh crap, they're catching on." Okay.
So, Sam, you want to hang out with us next time?
You want to get a cappuccino? Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. And then for Joe, I wanted to. Oh God, I wanted to bestow upon you.
Oh boy.
And this is something that you and Sammy can do together. And it's actually very fitting now that I'm thinking about it. I mean, it made sense before. Now it triple makes sense why I brought this. Excuse me. I burp stuff out when I get very excited.
That's what all alien queens do.
Yeah. And so I brought you, this is a smudging kit that I bring to my events. And so you have your own shaman blessed feather and stick of the Amazonian wood. And you have your own. So when you guys go home, you can light the stick of Palo Santo. And with that feather, you can cleanse and clear the space. And this is, it doesn't get any more protective than lighting that this Palo Santo.
It's no ghosts.
It's sacred wood from the Amazon. yeah. And so it's just super, it releases anything lower realm.
That's beautiful.
So you just waft,
that's amazing.
You just use the feather and just waft the smoke into wherever, and you'll feel the energy like clean itself out. You'll feel it.
Right before we fuck.
Yes. Oh! I dig it.
Yeah, that's called, it's also called the anal feather.
Oh.
It's right before.
It goes slides right in. Right
there. Baby, even if you don't want me to go in, I can just tickle the rim.
No, okay, you can. No, yeah.
I will kill you.
You can.
Somehow this sacred gift is now turned into. Yeah, right.
we know how to desecrate just about anything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Listen, your penis can be in her vagina and the feather can come out of her butt. Listen, and she can look like a duck.
It. Yes! No. Kate, maybe if you're into ducks, I'm trying to picture this.
Allison's like, this is a sacred, amazing gift.
Too afraid to use this in the wrong way, because then I'm going to fuck all kinds of things up.
Yeah, no,
in the
don't
universe,
open up the wrong portal.
And then shit's going to walk through that door, and I'm never going to be the same after that. So,
well, things are already shifting for you, but...
Yeah.
Are they?
I believe so. What do you think, Allison?
I actually think that's true. Things have been going pretty well for me, besides the fact that my wisdom tooth is growing in and hurts like a motherfucker. But
it's
everything
so
else.
Sad. I hate it. I couldn't eat today because I just felt like I was eating and then I was watching him in pain and I was just like, I can't.
Okay, Sammy, no. You need to calm the fuck down.
No, I'm serious.
She's like, I couldn't eat because my...
No. That's not how
she is, though. It's insane. That's insanity.
That's beautiful, but
hiss
like...
Hiss at you.
Oh, so cute. I like that.
When I find my soulmate, dude, he'll be in pain and I'll feel it and I'll be really upset, but I'm still going to eat whatever I need to eat.
Well, no, it wasn't even like, I was just like, I ate half my sandwich and I was full and I just like, I couldn't eat.
The story changes.
Can't
She's
force
like,
it.
Well, the truth was I was full.
No, I told him I was full, but like, I had no appetite anymore. He was eating this wrap and like taking the biggest bites when his mouth is killing him. Mm. And like, each bite looked like he was getting stabbed.
Just dying.
Like, I was.
So the question is, what you gonna do with that wisdom tooth?
Ooh. I got him. We got him Orajel. So let's see if that works.
And so has it birthed? Like
No. It's just like, sometimes it just like grows in
flares
a little
up like a hemorrhoid?
Kind of,
yeah,
I guess.
You have a hemorrhoid in your mouth.
Enough. But sometimes it like grows in and then it'll stop. But I guess it's just like a little movement and it'll just move your gums around and that just makes it everything like sensitive.
He like re-aggravates it.
Oh.
All right. So.
You're supposed to leave it be and leave it.
Yeah. And I've been not. So what I'm going to do is just not talk for the entire day tomorrow and hopefully it goes back to normal. Yeah.
Is it on the left side? Where is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, over here.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. But everything else has been nice. You know, have no complaints.
Yeah, your videos, I'm telling you, because, like I said, I had not watched anything that you had done. And I was like, oh, let me take a gander at these folks a little bit more. And I think I somehow landed on your Facebook page. And I was like, mother. mother of, I was like 2.5 million fans. I'm like, what? Who is this guy that I was just hanging out with and rattling? And so then I
rattling.
And so then I watched one of the videos, and they are the kind of videos where you cannot freaking quit watching. I was like one after another after another. I think I was just like obsessed in the blah. I was like, brilliant. I was like, oh my God, this guy, yeah, that's good. I get it now.
Yeah.
It's he's cool. Good. He's like the cool kid you want to hang with, you know, after school.
He's the guy. Actually, you know who I showed your videos to for the first time? Shane.
Really?
Oh, jinxie.
Who's Shane?
My
Yo,
son.
Yo, Minnesota.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. No, I'm so sorry. It's our son. I'm totally raising
you
together.
You look like an angel and your eyes are beautiful and I'm so sorry.
So I showed Shane because I was on Facebook scrolling and one of your videos came up and I was like, hey, Shaney, look at the guy I do the podcast with. And it was like Idiots of the Internet part 1,000,005.
Yeah.
And
they're amazing.
But Shane, of course, you know, because he watches a ton of YouTube videos. And, you know, so that one with your making fun of, you know, people who were dumb, Shane was like dying and he was like, more, more, more. And it was so cute to see Shane into it. It was like, oh,
yeah.
I actually want to have him on the podcast.
Oh my God.
That would be great.
Beautiful.
That would be so good.
Yeah. He's, and you'll, everyone can see how he's way more mature than I am.
I would love to be a part of one of those when he's here. And then
I would love, you'll meet Shane regardless. Yeah. But yeah,
you're going to be
a recurring.
It's going to be kind of crazy for you to like not bring up vaginas when he's here. Like I'm kind of.
I know. Yeah. He's coming to a show with me this weekend for Valentine's Day. He's going to be in the audience.
Are you going to do the joke where...
No, I'm going to have to do a totally clean, but clean for me set. But he's so cute when he watches my stand-up. He's just bright-eyed and he's just like laughing
and he's so proud.
And he tries to heckle me lovingly, which throws me off a little. I love you. You're so funny. And I'm like, thanks, baby.
That is so amazing.
That's he's so cute. And it's funny, like, as I do this healing work and as I... you know, kind of really feel the pain that I hadn't felt for a long time. Mm-hmm. But as I deal with that, my relationship to him is the biggest one that's really changed for the better because I'm able to be so much more present with him. Whereas before, when I was in so much pain, emotional pain, I'd almost be tired when I was around him because he's such a pure, delightful presence that I have to be present. Mm-hmm. But if I'm blocking off pain and anger, that's going to come out. So I'd get tired because I didn't know what to do. And now as I like get healthier, I don't know, we're having so much fun just like hanging for hours and laughing and talking, right? And it's really beautiful.
It is. I was just gonna say it's really beautiful, and I'm sure because that's your son it's so much more profound, but that happens with all of our relationships as we let our consciousness rise. Like everything becomes way more miraculous. Like my life since my veil lifting and since that awakening however many years ago, I mean, it truly has been on a daily basis like I am tripping. Like it's like it's a surreal trip. Like I just can't even articulate the paradigm shift that happens when that veil gets lifted and you realize what's really going on and like what's really who you really are and what's really happening all around you and how to work with those divine energies for manifestation or alchemy and you know, with obviously love and light. But it's just freaking wild and weird and totally surreal. And it makes life so fun. I'm like, oh my God, yeah. Everything's so weird all the time. It's great.
But here's the thing. This is what Alice and I were talking about when we were getting coffee before, because we've gotten a lot of people writing in like, well, how can I have a spiritual awakening? And like, what are the intro steps? And I'll let you get into that. But what I wanted to say to people before is that I don't think it quote unquote matters. And I don't, and what I matters is maybe a weird word for it, but it's like whether you're quote unquote awake or not. Like Joe wouldn't call himself awake or like I'm spiritual, but he's one of the best people I know. So I think the bigger thing is not necessarily being able to see energies or, you know everything about aliens. It's more about, you know, trying to really be an integrated person and dealing with whatever pain or anger, like those things almost need to be cleared and dealt with first before you can have the awakening. Cause I know people who had the awakening before dealing with their shit and they almost become cult leader like. Mm. And I think it's almost just more important to get in touch with yourself first and deal with whatever obstacles are there before even caring about, like, I want to see someone's aura, or I want to know about the chakras. Like, that's all fun. But for me, the biggest work is dealing with your emotional body. And I mean, same with you, Sammy. Like, you wouldn't necessarily be like, hi, I'm spiritual, even though you kind of are, whether or not you call yourself that. But like, you are a good, pure-hearted person who already can manifest in the physical world. Like, you just started your own business. You're going to be designing me Clit Ninja
t-shirts. Oh, you do t-shirts? Because I've got ideas too. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's so... Wait till you see. Well, I'll show you her site. Why don't you plug it real quick, by the way?
What?
Your Instagram design.
Is that like I say it?
Yeah, just say what your Instagram is.
I thought I had to plug my phone into something.
This girl.
This is so good.
I think it's Sammy Joe Designs. Is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah, it's on Redbubble. I have an Instagram, Sammy Joe Designs.
Great. Who did I have to plug my phone in?
Did you want to say something, Joe?
Yeah. What you were saying before, I don't think someone necessarily, if they listen to this and they're kind of just like, oh, this all sounds cool, like spiritual, you know, spiritual awakening, whatever. By the way, you just gave me the weirdest face. And
did I? No, I don't know what happened. No, I saw
you
did. There was something else that happened.
All right, so anyway, so I don't think you should be looking for a spiritual awakening. I mean, awakening in itself, I think, is you just realizing that you're kind of open to trying to understand that. Because I remember before I came here, like I said this a million times after that first podcast with Tim, where he talked about all this shit and just like he had all these fucking facts, and I was like, it was so much. So I was like, all right, this is completely new shit. No one ever talks about it, like whatever. And you have to be open minded to it. You can't just close it off, which majority of people, I would say, are not open minded. And just would kind of write it off as, okay, that's fucking crazy. This girl's got rattles and a thing on her head. And like, whatever, let her do this thing.
And
just shut up. And
I
whatever.
Love it.
Right. But I think if you're just open-minded and you look at the world and the things that happen to you that would seem normal to most people, like you can kind of find deeper meaning in certain things. And that's kind of, that would be your spiritual awakening. But you just have to be open-minded and like kind of find those things. But
yeah, and you hit the nail on the head with what we were chatting about, is how I think, because people are like, what's step one if I'm like wanting higher consciousness? And I think step one is even getting to that thought of saying, how do I awaken? Or I'm seeking higher consciousness, can you guide me? Like, that's it's happening. Like, you just even having that thought and resonating with that internal soul level desire is okay. Let me tell you, you are already doing it and it is already happening. And then the key that I have realized, two things, because my brain's splitting right now, is I totally agreed with what you said, Kate, about the healing work. Because when I'm asked, like, how did you become a shaman? Yeah, I was gridded with this and I was sent down here to be a shaman, but it got activated with the divine intervention and the trauma that caused my awakening. But then the first couple of years, it was literally like for two straight years, I was so immersed in healing myself first.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't a set plan like, I'm going to do this and then I'm a shaman. I didn't know at that point I was a shaman. I just knew from the veil lifting that I was like, oh God, there's a lot of work to be done in here. It was like I was like on a 2-year sabbatical in my Brooklyn brownstone, healing, doing healing modality after method, working with practitioner after practitioner, from leech therapist to other shamans to blah, 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 blah.
And regular therapist, you know?
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
Just because...
Oh, thank God my uncle's a psychotherapist. Shouts to Uncle Ron. I mean, really.
Yeah. No, it's so interesting. So, you know, it's really about, like you were saying, being open-minded in general. You know, whether you end up having an alien connection or not. And sometimes even talking so much about aliens could literally be trying to escape your humanness, which I think I did way more in the beginning. I was still avoiding being in my body and in so much pain that I wanted to think about aliens more than my actual human life.
Right.
But also, like, there are so many spiritual people who bypass their quote-unquote ugly parts of themselves. I don't really think they're ugly. So it's like, I'll go
the shadow aspects. Yes. That they're scared to look at.
They're ashamed of them, whatever. They're suppressing. And some of them aren't even aware. But it's like, you go on Facebook, and I've, of course, hit like on every spiritual group, and it'll be like a meme, like, think positive and positive things will come to you. And I want to be like, screw you. Like, yeah. No, like sometimes you have to first go deep into your depths and face some ugly shit so before much. You can think positively. That's like someone going through a breakup and being like, well, just don't think about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? Thanks, genius.
Yeah, I think people need to, like, for the most important thing to me in, like, anyone's life, you should be comfortable with yourself in any type of situation. Because there's a lot of people who, what they do is they put on a show for the audience that's around them, whether they're at the workplace or they're at school or whatever. So they project what they think their audience wants. Mm. Which is wrong. What you are supposed to do is kind of be yourself, and that's kind of what the audience will expect. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
But that's what you got to do. So if you're comfortable with yourself, then you're able to be yourself in any type of situation, and that'll let you that will allow you to even help other people, because you can't really help someone if what you're saying you don't believe in, or just like anything else really. Because that's a lot of people say that, like, oh, I don't even take my own advice. Like, why would you give advice if you don't take? Then like, if someone said that to me, if someone was giving me advice, was like, but I don't take my own advice. Like, then why the fuck are you telling me that shit? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, if you don't believe it, then how? Why should I believe it?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people aren't comfortable with themselves, so they try to project themselves as someone else for you know, whoever.
Totally.
And I think feel like you should take care of that first before you do any of this.
100% what I'm saying, and including all parts of yourself. And mm-hmm. I might have said this before, but my spiritual healer had me do an exercise where you had to close your eyes and picture there was a door, and everything that walked through the door that was part of you, you just made space for. Mm-hmm. And like some of the weirdest shit was walking through, like a scary clown, which makes sense because I'm a comedian and I can be scary. And but then like a slug walked through, and I was like, why is a slug? And I was like, oh, that's the lazy part of myself that I beat up. Like the part that's like, I don't want to get out of bed. Yeah. I just want to lay around. And I get so you quit teaching to do comedy, like get up, get moving. And I'm like, no, that's a part of me that I need to embrace. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just want to lounge around.
Some people need that.
Oh, everyone needs it. People think that they're productive because they're always moving. Like, especially like those Wall Street-y people. It's like,
I feel productive when I'm lazy because I'm being able to relax so that I could be more productive.
That's
exactly.
Boom on that. If you do that too much, then you're not moving.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, there's a balance.
Yeah.
That's a word. I'm like, you got it. Are you trying to say something?
Are you trying to say she lounges too much?
No.
Sammy. Listen, if you need a lounge partner, ditch the zero, get with the hero.
You've been trying to scissor her for like months now.
Hilarious.
It's gonna happen one day. Listen, after Nathan, so we had hilarious comedian Nathan McIntosh on last week, and I was saying how maybe this year I was gonna have a lesbian experience, but then I went on to say that she couldn't have a lot of hair or smell, and he went at
picky,
me.
Huh?
And listen, I was wrong, and this
buffet
is why.
Style.
This is why I was wrong. I can't really have any sexual experiences that are objectifying, you know? So like I was going into fantasy land of it. Like if I have a girl experience, it's going to be like this and this. And then, you know, Nathan says it in a whole other way where he's offensive and ridiculous. but what he's saying is absolutely right in the sense of like, it's still a person. And when if I was face to face with the vagina, like, first of all, I wouldn't even be able to go through with it if I was trying to objectify it in any way. That's just not my nature, and I don't do that. I can't even have sex with a guy if I don't feel it there, because it would literally be just like two things of skin coming. Like I just be like, "What is this? What is this?
Yeah,
like,
very Jewish. Very Jewish.
What is this? Is this a penis?" But yeah, so I understand. So I don't know if the lesbian experience is actually going to happen, It was a nice little thought.
Okay.
You know.
For a second there.
Okay.
It was the goddess. I think it was my femme fatale just trying to open up, and I do still think that sexuality is very fluid and not black and white. And I do think boys can want to kiss boys, by the way, without being labeled bi or gay. I think that's a thing that we've placed on society, but we don't need to get fully into that right now.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, in terms of those awakening tips that the people...
Yes, do you want to go into some?
Well, just whittling it down. It's just one thing that might be like, seem like, oh yeah, well duh, but it's just really truly the key. So when you feel that innate thing, like, I know there's something more, I want to rise up, I want to tap in, I want to open up, I want to remember my truth, remember my wholeness. When you start to, you know, speak that readiness and speak that claim and communicate that with divine, trust and know for sure that divine will start then to work with you. It's a co-creative universe. You know, just like when I'm doing my healing work and all the rattling and shaman practices, I am channeling in, I'm tapping in, and God and Jesus and whoever they choose to work with through me for that person in that session start to work through me. So it's co-creative. So when you speak that claim, no. Now you have to keep your eyes open and be aware, right? This is step one. You're already awakening. You're keeping your eyes more awake because they're going to show you the next steps for this process, because everybody and every soul is different. Everything needs it in different doses, different times. So whether you're would never open a certain magazine, and that magazine you happen to open it, and there's this name of this intriguing practice that you've never heard of, but there's something about you that just is like, it's like a tug, like, what is this? I need to like research this more. And it's those moments you have, I call it divine connecting the dots. You have to work with it. It's going to show you, but you have to be willing to see and mm-hmm. then follow through. See and then follow through. And the more that universe and divine sees you courageously and vulnerably, like learning and cultivating and wanting to activate, oh, it's going to start ushering it in more and more and more. And before you know it, your life is going to be like, whoa, tripping out all the time.
And it's so, what I love what you're saying, it's so individualized.
Yes.
So for me, part of this waking up has been, you know, because it's really about getting more in touch with your particular soul song. Mm. For me, dancing's in there. That might not be for everyone.
Right.
So it's now led me to these funky dance classes, you know, that Sammy will one day come with me. You're definitely
the five rhythms. Yeah. Oh, I'm down with five rhythms.
Well, you already do that, but even some of the we'll get into it. But
those strip classes, those ones.
So it's so individualized, and it's really once again following your highest excitement. So as you state that, I want to open up. I want to quote unquote, you know, wake up. Just start paying attention to the signs that the universe gives you.
It will show you.
And before we wrap it up, I also want to say a big realization as I heal my whole love addiction thing that I've been dealing with my whole life.
Good for you for just speaking that.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. One of the main things I realized was that feeling that I was getting of wholeness when I was with this guy was really just in me. They were for some reason bringing it out. So if I was with a guy who was representing something that I wasn't getting in touch with in here, so if I had suppressed rage, I would date someone who somehow brought out that rage in me. So I actually felt more whole around that person, but it was actually in me. So I'm saying this just a reminder as seriously, the entire universe is within you.
Yes.
So anytime you think you need anything from the external world to feel whole, that's not true. They're just helping you get in touch with what's already inside.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing that I learned is, you know, that's why you really never have to settle. It's really in you.
That's why I always say that to you. And I think we've had this conversation before and she didn't like it because I was like, you don't like, because I don't ever want that. And I told people, wow. I tell people that all the time that like when it comes to relationships, you don't need anyone else. Mm-hmm. You don't. And when you feel like you do, then you've become the relationship and you're no longer yourself, which is not what you want.
And that's where codependency starts to come in.
Exactly. You don't want to be the relationship. You want to have the relationship, but you still want to be yourself aside from that. But that's a mistake that people make. They get into a relationship and then they just... Now their entire lives become that. And I've seen that happen. And it happened to one of my friends with his girlfriend. And he started to like just hate her. Not hate her, but like
resent.
Like, like, I can't. Because she stopped, you know, doing the things that she liked. She was only seeing him. She was only hanging out with him is what I meant. But like she stopped doing the things she liked. She stopped. She was only seeing him, only hanging out with his friends, and like only doing like there was nothing that set her aside from the relationship.
Mm.
And that's not what you want to do. So that's when I tell people like you don't need anyone else. Like to think that is crazy. Like why would you need that person?
It's crazy, but it's not. I mean, it makes it's crazy in a sense of everything's within you. But we are so taught, not just with relationships, but in our society, it's like, oh, you're unhappy? Here's a Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
External source.
It's never going to be from the external that you feel whole. It's just not how this works.
And you're also...
Money, bitches, weed, all that stuff. I know I'm such a like nerd teacher saying, money, bitches, and weed.
That is not where you get your true happiness.
You want to be happy? You go within, guys. Okay?
a lot of we're actually taught in the society that if you're not in a relationship, then you are lonely, which is not true at all.
Preach.
You can be by yourself and be totally fine.
I'm like, the happiest I've ever been in my entire life.
Even going back to what you were saying before, how you're like, you're really open and honest with your feelings, and that scares some guys away. That has been the case for me my entire life, because I've always said that too. Like, if I feel a certain way about someone, I'm going to tell them. Like, I don't give a fuck if it's like, because a lot of people, they do is they play that game. That's where that whole fucking saying comes, like, oh, I don't want to play any games, but of course they fucking do. You know what I mean? But it comes from me saying, like, I like you a lot, but I'm going to just tell you that, just, you know, I like you enough for you to be interested in me. Right. And I'm not going to tell you how much, because then I'm vulnerable. And then we go back and forth, and then it's a fucking game. You know what I mean? I was never like that. I always like, if I really like this person, even after an hour, I'm gonna fucking tell them, you know what I mean? How I actually feel about them. And if that scares them away, big deal.
Yeah, then bye. Exactly. And in a nice way, because it's like, oh, then we're not gonna be compatible.
Right.
And once again, my love addiction thing was because I felt so desperate for that person to make all that pain go away. I was willing to sacrifice who I was and lose myself for that person, which, as of that healing that Miss Allison Charles, the rock star shaman, gave me, that's not going to ever happen anymore. I will never lose myself for anything.
Now I'm going to cry. Oh,
and that goes for like at any point in your relationship. You could be married or like whatever.
Absolutely.
And if you start to feel like this isn't a person that I want, or just like one little thing just clicks you off, and you're kind of like, you should never stay in a relationship because like this is what I've known for the past 4 years, whatever the fuck it is. Like if something doesn't feel right and it just doesn't, whatever, just go. Like, that's it.
But once again, Joe, it's not easy for everyone who's not an alien king. No, just keep that in mind. Because
but it's not even
what
about
you're
that.
Saying
it's,
is right.
Well, you guys call it alien king, and I call it just being comfortable with yourself. And just
100%.
And just being like, I'll be fine no matter what. And for some reason, I've always been like that.
Even right, but that's what makes you an alien king, is because that is such a just a pure, natural knowingness and state for you. And that is and that's part
so
of the
pissed.
Millions.
You know
why
what,
am I
though?
Pissed?
I don't know.
I'm not pissed.
Here's the thing about that. Once again, the alien, whatever we want to call it, alien king, not alien king, because the cool thing about being a human is we have so much freaking awesome potential. Mm. Because here we are saying alien this, alien that. We're humans right now, and we are tapped the fuck in. So it's like, you don't even have to be an alien, or you can be, or an ascended master. You can be a human and be the most badass thing ever.
Oh yeah.
So look at me. I'm just like, yay! Clit ninja. Anyway, we gotta wrap it up. This has been awesome. And I want to make sure everyone gets properly promoted. Don't forget to go on iTunes and rate us. Either you can rate my 5-star vagina energetically. I don't want you, don't try to describe my labia or my hair.
Guys, I'll already let
you know.
We
it's
all
not
know
shaved.
There's a lot of hair.
There's
we
a lot of
that.
Hair. Okay.
We know.
Fine.
We know that.
All right. So whatevs. But you know, if you want to give him a 5-star penis rating. And
yeah, if you don't, we're going to have some issues.
And it always has to be 5-star. Don't go on there and give us any lower rating, because that's me. Okay,
Kate,
so
will find you.
For me, if you want to find me, oh, first of all, if you want a tarot card reading, it's going to be going up soon. Right now it's $40, but it will
And let me tell you, I've experienced these readings numbers. I'm like, you need to up your price, because you are delivering a massive service.
Maybe should I do an increase right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Freaking own
I'm not
it.
Ready for the 60. I will do, it's going up from 40 to 50 now.
Okay.
So it's going to be $50 for a tarot card reading. K, not Kate, K Wolf, 2Fs, 27 at gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at the Kate Wolf, Instagram at the Kate Wolf. And if you want to come to my next show with Nathan McIntosh, it's at New York Comedy Club, April 21st at 8 o'clock. Use promo code NateKate for $5 tickets. And you can even ask Sammy and Joe. It was awesome.
It was hilarious. My face hurt and my stomach hurt after.
It's the worst time of my life.
You're rude.
No, it was a lot of fun. It was way... I don't know if this sounds bad, but it was way better than I expected.
Really?
Yeah.
It was really fun.
It was really a really great show. I had a lot of fun in it. You
know, I was trying not to stare at you two the whole time delivering my jokes, because especially when I was like, so I think we're all energy, and I just saw both of you
double
over.
Yeah. Lost it. No, because we're with you so much and we see you do such funny stuff that we didn't expect for when you got up there that it was gonna be 1,000 times funnier. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, your what is it called when she was going into transition? No, what is it?
Segways.
Yeah, that's comedy stuff. Your segways into your next jokes were so had irrelevant but amazing.
Oh, so
like,
good.
I can't know how to explain it.
Go,
oh,
Kate.
You'll be excited because I am trying to combine like the weird spiritual with my personality. It's been, it meant a lot finally having them both there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was a really special night. I won't cry. But anyway, Sammy, where can they find you?
Sammy Ricky on Instagram. And I guess my design at Sammy Joe Designs. Thanks. Bye.
Sammy out.
I'm out.
And now, Allison, you have to talk about your Mind Body Green that's going to be coming out. So go in. You can promote away.
The big reveal. I literally just signed on the dotted line at 11. When I was sending the email for the final contract signing, I saw it was 11:11 last night. It's official. I'm doing a Rockstar Shaman instructional course video series with Mind Body Green.
Yay!
And they're just such a powerhouse in terms of wellness and spirituality. They're just such an amazing platform and great people to work with. And so, yeah, I'm going to have my own course series with them. So that's in production, and I'll let you guys know when that's officially out. And, of course, AllisonCharles.com is where you can reach me to get a session. And my Instagram is Rockstar Shaman, and I'll rattle.
And if you guys want to follow me, I'm on Twitter at Joe Sangregato.
Blah!
Yeah, wait, do it one more time, please.
Come on, do it.
I can't, my mouth, I really can't do it. I swear, I'm not.
Fine, on the count of three, the three girls are ready. One, two, three.
Blah!